St. Luke, pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, is the feast day of a great saint, St. Luke, who was one of the four evangelists, meaning that he was one of the authors of the four Gospels in the New Testament. He also wrote the Acts of the Apostles, too, meaning that when it comes to quantity of writing, St. Luke wrote more in the New Testament than any of the other writers in terms of number of pages, number of words written. And he tells us in the Acts of the Apostles about so many really important things about the very beginning of the faith. He tells us the conversion of St. Paul. He tells us of the martyrdom of St. Stephen and how the faith in general spread throughout the known world. Well, St. Luke was born in Antioch, which is the modern-day Turkey, and he was a Greek, which meant that he wasn't, most likely wasn't a Jew himself, but was obviously a God-fearing man. And so when the gospel of our Lord came to him, he was very willing to convert there because he had a very open heart to it. In his life, he was very smart. He was a physician, like a doctor, and he would heal people from their sicknesses. And after that, when he converted and became a Catholic, he became a great disciple of Saint Paul. And throughout his years of active apostolate, he often is found there with St. Paul by his side, helping him out and being a great comfort to him in all the trials that he went through. In fact, St. Luke is the one that is with St. Paul at the end. When St. Paul is in his last imprisonment, everybody else is gone except for Luke. And he's there with him to provide him with that comfort and encouragement. In addition to being a doctor, and in addition to being a bishop, which he was made, and in addition to being a writer and a missionary himself, all of those things are part of what St. Luke was. But he was one other thing that I found very interesting. He was a painter. St. Luke was a great artist, and when he became Catholic, he would oftentimes paint images of our Lord or images of Our Lady. He specialized in images of Our Lady. He really loved the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he painted these beautiful icons, that many of which are still out there today, that come down to us. One of which is very famous, the Our Lady of Częstochowa. If anybody knows of that one, that it might be Polish. St. Luke painted that picture, and it worked great miracles. In fact, you know, it was such an important picture that it several times had been attempted to be destroyed, and every time it always survived all the way down to today. It's in Częstochowa near Krakow in Poland to this very day. And he made those pictures, he painted those things. Why? Well, he painted them as a showing of his great love of the faith. And I think that's why it's so interesting for him to have painted. He had a talent, obviously, to be able to paint, so he put that talent to use to the thing that he loves the most. And that's why we have pictures, isn't it, children? That's why we have statues and things like that. It's because of those are the things that we love. Think about your parents, you know, they love you, and if they work at an office job where they sit at their desk for most of the day, chances are your dad probably has a picture of the family on his desk. Why? Because it reminds him of why he's working. It reminds him of who he loves in his life. It's why oftentimes on mantelpieces there's pictures of families at the home, because the parents generally, you know, try to put those things up as a reminder of the love that they have for their family. And that's why we keep religious images, because we love our Lord, we love Our Lady, we love the saints because they have loved God. And these pictures and the statues, they remind us of the importance of that love of God. And they remind us and inspire us to devotion by seeing them. And they help us to practice virtue when we keep those holy images before us. Those pictures and on statues of our Lord, bring our minds back to Him during our day. Our day can get busy or it can be filled with distractions, but the more we see the images of God, the more we think of Him and bring our minds back to those points of love of Him. And the more we see the images of Our Lady, the more apt we're going to do to follow through with our prayers to her as our main intercessor, and to try to love our Lord in that way that she loved our Lord. We could, you know, never truly reach that point, but we always strive to get one step a little closer to her. And the saints, by their virtues, they inspire us to be more holy. And it's for all these reasons that every time we come into Mass here, that when we have a feast day, what do we find up in the front? We find the picture of the saint of the day there with a little candle in front of it. It's for you to come and make a little visit to the saint of the day. Ask for their help. Ask for their intercession. Think of the virtues that are oftentimes talked about by the priest in the sermon, and ask that saint of the day to help you practice whatever virtue that may be in your day-to-day life. That's why we have all the religious art out there. When we look at the life of Saint Luke and we look for that, what virtue stands out the most to us, there are many reasons why we like Luke. But I think the one that draws us closest to him, hopefully, is the fact that he loved our Lord and our Lady so much. So much so that he wrote about it to great lengths. So much so that he took time out of his busy day to apply something that he was talented in, art, drawing pictures, and put it to making religious art. So much so that he passed those pictures on for other people to be inspired by, to come down to draw more people closer to our Lord. That love of God is what was so strong in Saint Luke. That love of God is what allowed him to suffer so much in his life. And it's that love of God that ultimately led him to win the martyr's crown when he was finally hung from an olive tree, and to win that crown of heaven. If you try to imitate that love of our Lord that Saint Luke had, you'll find yourself with that same reward of heaven for yourselves. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.